Part 1. Task 1. Listen to the students Ingrid and Mikkel discussing the best way to get across the city. Answer questions 1 to 3 choosing from different means of transport A, J. You will hear the conversation only once. You now have 15 seconds to look at task 1. Now we are ready to start.
So why are you keen on going by tram? It'll be very crowded in the rush hour.
Well, because it always keeps moving, even when there's heavy traffic. So at least we'll get there quite quickly.
I think I'd rather go on the metro, really.
I don't fancy that.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, it's summer, so it's going to be really hot down there. And for another, it gets too crowded.
So what about going on the bus then? I know it's slow, but it's cheap.
Actually, what I'd most like to do is sail down the river.
That's a good idea. We can ride to the harbour on our bikes, put them on the boat, and be in the other end of town in half an hour.
Right. That's sorted then.
Now you have 15 seconds to complete task 1. Listening. Task 2. You are going to listen to a radio program about Oymyakon. Well, fill in the missing information in the notes above. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Oymyakon in East Russia is extremely cold, and people live there. The lowest temperature of minus 71.2 degrees was recorded in 1926, beating all records. Dave Gunhill reports.
Extremely low temperatures are frequent in Oymyakon, with temperatures going below minus 45 degrees Celsius regularly. Winters are long and cold and often last at least 9 months. The summers are much warmer than the winters. Temperatures can rise to 35 degrees Celsius, but then there is the problem of mosquitoes. About 2,300 people live in Oymyakon. Life is very much the same as 100 years ago, apart from television. For example, there are no indoor bathrooms and people use ice instead of water from the tap. The valley used to be famous because some of the oldest people in the country lived there. Fyodor Arnasov, Oymyakon's oldest ever inhabitant, died in 1967. He was 109. There are about 300 children in the local school. Up until recently, there didn't used to be any heating in the school. The children did their classes in their coats. These young people dream of having mobile phones, an internet cafe, and a disco with a CD player that works. A local businessman, Alexander Krylov, wants to bring tourists to the area. He has also built the town's first hotel to attract these tourists. Each of the 10 rooms has hot and cold water. The most famous visitor until now is the Hollywood actor Ewan McGregor, who visited this place, in summer of course, on the back of a motorbike.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
Oymyakon in East Russia is extremely cold, and people live there. The lowest temperature of minus 71.2 degrees was recorded in 1926, beating all records. Dave Gunhill reports.
Extremely low temperatures are frequent in Oymyakon, with temperatures going below minus 45 degrees Celsius regularly. Winters are long and cold and often last at least 9 months. The summers are much warmer than the winters. Temperatures can rise to 35 degrees Celsius, but then there is the problem of mosquitoes. About 2,300 people live in Oymyakon. Life is very much the same as 100 years ago, apart from television. For example, there are no indoor bathrooms and people use ice instead of water from the tap. The valley used to be famous because some of the oldest people in the country lived there. Fyodor Arnasov, Oymyakon's oldest ever inhabitant, died in 1967. He was 109. There are about 300 children in the local school. Up until recently, there didn't used to be any heating in the school. The children did their classes in their coats. These young people dream of having mobile phones, an internet cafe, and a disco with a CD player that works. A local businessman, Alexander Krylov, wants to bring tourists to the area. He has also built the town's first hotel to attract these tourists. Each of the 10 rooms has hot and cold water. The most famous visitor until now is the Hollywood actor Ewan McGregor, who visited this place, in summer of course, on the back of a motorbike.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of task 2.